Is there going to be an introduction from the chair of the or the representative?
Bring us home, okay. Phil. Bring us home.
I'm ready. We can cut to the chase and go right to the motion if you want.
Sounds good to me.
Amendment 3, the Dogfish Plan. This, real quick, the presentation is in your binder. And here's a timeline. We are here, and the action that's required today is to approve a range of alternatives for consideration in the DEIS. The issues are research set-aside allowance, updating the EFH, allowing for rollover management measures until the next specs are adopted, and some alternatives for quota allocation. These were developed and approved by the Amendment 3 FMAT and also have been approved by the Mid-Atlantic Council. The RSA alternatives under consideration, that right now there is no RSA program for dogfish, so the no-action alternative would be that. Then there are two RSA set-aside options, 3%, which is the to be consistent with the other RSAs that the Mid-Atlantic does have, and a 5%, which I alluded to the other day, seems like a week ago, which was to, A, out of consideration for the low price for dogfish to provide an incentive in terms of pounds. And the second consideration is to try and incentivize some exploration of a male dogfish fishery. Under the EFH alternatives, the no action would not update the EFH definitions, and the second alternative would be to update the EFH definitions for spiny dogfish. The third set of alternatives is to allow a rollover of status quo management measures until the new specifications are replaced through rulemaking. No action would be that it would not roll over, and the action item would be to allow such a rollover. In terms of commercial quota allocation, there are three alternatives. The first one is no action, which is to maintain the existing two-season allocation scheme, which is, in a sense, to save some fish for the northern portion of the range of the fishery. The second option would be simply to eliminate the allocation of commercial quota, and the third option would be to establish regional or state-by-state allocations identical to that established for state waters fisheries through the ASMFC plan, and that includes a periodic review of that allocation scheme. The motion, which I have here, but Karen will put it up in your usual format, is to approve this range of alternatives for Amendment 3. Now, how do I exit this thing?
Need a volunteer, Doug Grout. Doug just moved, and a second, Frank Blount. Discussion. Dr. Dog.
Only it's about time. It's taken a while to get to this particular point. It's about time, especially with regard to the commercial quota allocation alternatives and doing away with the seasonal allocation and going with something that makes a lot more sense and is working, and that's the regional allocation, state-by-state allocation. So I certainly support this motion.
Anyone else on the council? Dave Gaither.
I just have a question. This is initiated by the MID, right? Are we limited to these options only, or can we add anything? Or, I mean, for example, has anybody looked at a limited access fishery for this as part of this amendment?
Can I answer that? Yes, it was under consideration, and they dropped it.
Anyone else on the council? Go to the audience. Back to the council. All those in favor? I got 15. 15. Opposed? Abstention? 1. 15-0-1. Motion carries, Phil. Anything else under spiny dogfish? Okay, we're on to herring.